Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. I know you are so excited because you get to listen to Lucille Ball and Richard Denning in My Favorite Husband. This is episode number 78 of the series, and it is entitled Women's Rights Part 1. Yes, it is a two-parter, and this first part originally aired on March 3rd, 1950.
We delay the start of our regularly scheduled program. We delay the start of our next program to bring you a bulletin from CBS News. John L. Lewis has ordered all soft coal miners back to work immediately. A new contract has been signed with the coal operators. This bulletin from CBS News. We continue now with our scheduled program.
It's time for My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, it's the Gay Family series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, transcribed and brought to you by the Jell-O family of desserts.
J-E-L-L.
The big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tap. The Oka puddings, yes, sirree.
And now, Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper. Two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the Coopers, it's Wednesday evening, and they're getting ready to go out to dinner with Mr. Atterbury and his wife, Iris. As usual, George is dressed on time and is going in to see how Liz is doing.
Let's see that green dress, Katie.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Liz, you're still in your slip.
George, I just discovered something terrible.
I haven't a thing to wear. You know, Liz, I'm getting a little tired of that song. Why does it cost me so much each month to keep you in nothing?
Mrs. Cooper, now is the time.
Not yet, Katie.
Why can't you ever be ready on time?
And how long have the Atterburys been waiting?
Well, they're not here yet. Unfortunately, Mr. Atterbury is also married to a woman.
Well, it's time now, isn't it, Mrs. Cooper?
No.
Hey, what are you doing, teaching Katie to tell time? Now, Liz, put on a dress and get downstairs. That's an order.
Oh, now is the time, Katie. George, I don't have to take that kind of talk from you anymore.
Neither do I.
What?
Apparently, you haven't heard that Congress is passing a law giving women equal rights with men.
Yeah.
Katie.
Oh, women's rights. Is that up again? Well, forget it.
Oh, no. The 22nd Amendment is going through if we have to fight it to the finish. And we will.
Yeah. Put up your dukes.
Katie, now don't get carried away. I'll handle this.
You'd better go downstairs now, Katie.
As an employee? Yes, sir. As a woman?
Now get dressed, Liz.
Yes, master. You better enjoy your power while you've got it, Mr. Man. It won't be long now.
Oh, it won't?
No, sir. When Congress passes that amendment, I'll no longer be an enslaved woman. I'll be a free man.
Well, it'll be interesting. Maybe you and I can go out some night and pick up a couple of girls.
Very funny. Zip my dress, please. George, did you know that in certain states there are jobs I couldn't hold because I'm a woman?
No. What, for instance?
In some states, I couldn't work in a blast furnace. In others, I couldn't work in a bowling alley. And right here in our own state, I can't shine shoes.
Shameful.
It's true. Wait a minute. I want to read you something in this magazine. Here it is. It is time the women of the world stop being chattel. Arise, assert yourselves, and soon the country will resound to the ringing of the Liberty Bell, ringing out for women's freedom. There it is! To arms! To arms!
Liz, that's the doorbell.
Oh. Who is it, Katie? Barry and his whimpering slave.
Now, that'll be enough from both of you. Hi, Mr. Atterbury. Hello, Iris.
Liz girl, George boy.
Hi, folks.
George boy, Liz girl.
Come on in.
What was that you had on the radio when we came up to the door? It sounded exciting.
Radio?
Yeah. Someone was saying, to arms, to arms.
Oh, that. That was Pauline Revere. Liz is off on a kick about women's rights. I suppose you've been getting it too, Mr. Atterbury.
Well, let's go eat. We're late.
Women's rights?
Sure, Iris. You know, that amendment they're putting through Congress. We're going to be free, Iris. Free!
We are?
You must have read about it. It's been in the news for weeks.
Well, let's go eat. We're late.
Oh, that explains it. For the last month, somebody's been cutting things out of our paper.
Why, Mr. Atterbury.
Well, let's go eat. We're late.
Rudolph.
Just trying to keep you from getting any silly ideas, Lotus Bud.
Tell me more about this, Liz.
Well, it means new freedom for women, Iris. We're going to be equal to men. We'll be able to do things we've never been able to do before.
Hooray! Like what?
Oh, you stick with Liz and you can be a pin girl at the bowling alley.
Or you can work in a blast furnace.
All right, fellas.
I even heard on the radio that women will be allowed to drive on the same side of the street as men.
Don't pay any attention to them, Iris. From now on, women aren't going to be just women anymore. We're going to be people.
Hooray!
Once the House of Representatives passes this bill, there will no longer be any difference between men and women. Hey, that doesn't sound right, does it?
Let's not rush into this, Liz.
Well, I guess it means legally. The women of the world are at last throwing off their chains. Iris, this is a revolt.
You hear that, Rudolph? From now on, I'm revolting.
Don't answer that.
I didn't say anything.
Get that smirk off your face.
Well, shall we start it right here in our own home?
Start what?
Iris and I want equal rights with you men.
Yeah.
You might as well get used to it. We want the same treatment as though we were men.
All right. Okay, it's fine with me. How about you, Mr. Atterbury?
Fine, fine. Let's go to dinner, George.
Okay.
How about you, fellas?
We're coming.
I made a reservation in the green room.
Oh, I love it there. George, my coat's in the hall closet.
Oh, that's nice. Come on, Mr. Atterbury.
George, I said my coat was in the closet.
Well, go get it, Buster. You're a big boy now.
Oh.
I hope we won't be too late to get a table.
What's up, laughing boy?
I just remembered a story I heard at the office today. Oh, it's a pip. Come here, everybody, come here.
What is it?
Well, two fellows, see, worked in a lumber camp, and they'd been there about 6 months.
I don't like the way this sounds, Rudolph.
Yeah, is it fit for mixed company?
Mixed company, I should say not. Luckily, there's just the four of us boys.
I'm glad there aren't any ladies present. Go ahead, Mr. Atterbury.
Yeah, yeah. Well, after they worked there about 6 months, they went into town. So one of them.
Come on, let it go.
Yeah, we're late. We're late.
Here, George, help me out with my coat.
What?
Help me out with my coat.
Mr. Atterbury, did I ever help you on with your coat?
Never.
Sorry, Liz, can't touch it. Equal rights, you know.
All right, George Cooper, go ahead, have your fun. But there's such a thing as common politeness. Open the door.
Mr. Atterbury.
Thank you, George boy.
Well, after you, Iris.
Why, that big oaf! He slammed the door in my face. Well, I'll give him what
quiet,
for.
Quiet, quiet, Iris. They're probably listening outside the door to see if we're mad. They'll be back. Hey, they're going off without us.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Well, gosh. Is a woman's place really in the home, or should she rebel? I don't know. But I do know this. Any woman can give her family swell treats to eat with Jell-O puddings and still have plenty of time left over to get out and around. For instance, here's a swell, elegant dish called orange scotch pudding made with creamy, delicious Jell-O butterscotch pudding. Easy? Listen. Just prepare the pudding as usual. All you do is add milk, and it takes about 5 minutes to cook. Let it cool, then fold in a half a teaspoon of grated orange rind. Chill in a pretty serving bowl topped with fluffy whipped cream. Grandest dessert in a year of Sundays. Jell-O butterscotch pudding with that wonderful buttery brown sugar taste, flavored with tangy orange rind. All three Jell-O puddings are rich and distinctive with homemade goodness. Jell-O butterscotch, chocolate, and vanilla puddings. So get all three, a trio of treats. That name, Jell-O, is a registered trademark of General Foods.
J-E-L-L-O.
As we return to our little experiment on equal rights for women, we find that Liz and Iris, who have demanded these rights, have caught up with their husbands and, in fact, have just finished a bountiful dinner.
A meal like that deserves a good cigar. Care for a cigar, boy?
Yeah, thanks. Don't mind if I do.
Cigar, Iris?
Ha, ha.
Cigar, Liz?
Joke's over, Rudolph.
Thanks, Mr. Atterbury. Don't mind if I do.
What?
Liz!
Who says women can't smoke cigars?
Well, nobody says so, but they just don't.
Well, things are going to be different from now on.
Oh, now look, Liz.
No. Let her alone, boy. This should be interesting. Here you are, Liz.
Thank you. Smells good.
Yeah, it'll smell even better if you take the cellophane off.
Oh. Okay, what do I do now?
You bite off the end.
Wise guy, huh? Come on, what do I do now?
He's serious, Liz. You're supposed to bite off the end.
Oh, well, okay. There. Now give me a light, bud.
Hey, wait a minute, Liz. What did you do with the end of the cigar?
Huh?
What did you do with the end you bit off?
I swallowed it.
No, you're supposed to throw that little end away.
Well, it's a fine time to tell me. I thought the tip was the best part.
That's a cigar, not a piece of asparagus. Now, here's a light.
Thanks.
How is it, Liz? I think I'll try one.
Oh, it's great. Just great. There's nothing like a good cigar.
Liz, are you all right? Oh, it's great. Really great, Iris. Never mind, I just canceled my order. They are a little stronger than the chocolate ones I learned on.
Well, shall we go?
I think we're all finished. Care for anything else, Liz? A pipe, rub down, aftershave lotion?
Thank you, no.
Oh, waiter.
Yes, sir? Something else for you?
Could we have the check, please?
Yes, sir. I'll add it right away.
Make it 4 separate checks.
Yes, sir. I beg your pardon.
You heard him. 4 separate checks.
Right away, sir.
Rudolph, what do you think you're doing?
Equal rights, lotus bud. Equal rights.
Well, I don't suppose you're going to pay for my dinner either, George.
And take away your constitutional freedom? Oh, I wouldn't do a thing like that to you, Liz.
Thanks, and I would order lobster thermidor instead of hamburger.
Well, here's my money, waiter.
Yes, sir.
And here's mine.
Iris, pay my check, will you?
Well, I came out without a cent. I'm going to have to put the bite on you for some money.
You took the bite right out of my mouth.
Well, don't you have any money either?
Not even mad money. George.
Yeah?
George, will you lend us some money on a strictly business basis?
Well, Mrs. Cooper, I don't handle the loan department. Let me refer you to the president of our bank, Mr. Atterbury.
We're dead.
Mr. Atterbury, this young lady would like to see you about a loan.
Oh, fine, fine. The bank is always happy to make a loan to responsible people.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Atterbury.
You have some identification?
Oh, now, really?
Well, you have an honest face. I think the loan can be arranged.
I should hope so.
Just come down and see our credit manager first thing in the morning.
Oh! Well, Liz, now what do we do?
Madam, this check must be taken care of.
Keep your apron on, Bud. It will be. Just hand us a dish towel and lead us to the kitchen. Come on, Iris.
Gentlemen.
Gosh, I wish I could help them, don't you, George?
Yes, if they were poor, defenseless women, we could.
Aren't they women?
No.
What are they?
People.
Huh?
Goodness sake, sit down, boy. Stop pacing the floor.
Well, we've been home a long time, Mr. Atterbury, and the girls aren't here yet.
Don't worry. They'll be here soon, dragging their equal rights behind them. I think this should have taught them a lesson.
It was funny to see their faces as they marched off into the kitchen.
Yeah, with Iris rolling up the sleeves on her coat. Yeah. Those mink are going to have dishpan paws tomorrow.
Oh, I can just see them.
Yeah, so can I. Oh, we're a couple of top-notch nasties, boy. Well, they asked for it.
Liz, we've been sitting here for an hour. The man gave us car fare. Let's go home.
No.
Well, what are we going to do, stay here all night?
I don't know. What would a man do in a case like this?
He'd go to a Turkish bath. Want to go?
He would not. He'd go out and have himself a gay old time, call up his wife and tell her he was working late.
If we use a nickel to call up, one of us will have to run home in back of the streetcar.
Iris, let's do it. We'll call up and give them a little of their own medicine. Come on.
Well, I don't get it, Liz.
I'll call up and tell them we're working late. And you make a noise in the background like a party is going on with men and women having a gay time.
How can I make a noise like that?
Force yourself. Here's the phone. Now, don't start till I give you the sign, remember?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, George.
Liz. Are you finished? Do you want us to come down for you?
No, we're not finished, George. We're still working.
Oh, no kidding. Uh-huh. Well, how long will it be?
Well, I just can't say, dear. There's a lot of work to be done. It piles up, you know. Go ahead, Iris.
Iris, let's face it, you're gorgeous.
Well, I'll be home as soon as I can, George.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you sure you're working? What's all that noise in the background?
Hooray! Yahoo!
What noise?
Come here, you.
That noise?
Oh, that. Well, those are just the dishwashers. Well, I have to go now, dear. The sinks are loaded.
Sounds like the dishwashers are, too. Are you sure you're washing dishes?
Wait a minute, dear. Quiet, fellas. Do you think my husband's stupid or something?
Oh, tell him to hang up. Come on, baby, let's dance.
Oh, stop. Well, goodbye, George.
Liz, where are you?
I'm working.
Liz, you come home this minute.
Baby, don't you think I'd rather be there with you than slaving down here?
Iris, let's face it. You're gorgeous.
Liz, I'm coming down to get you.
Well, we're not at the restaurant. We met a nice man who had some dishes to wash in his apartment.
What?
Well, you just stay there. We'll call you when we're through. Goodbye.
Liz! Liz!
Oh, Iris, he fell for like a ton of bricks. Iris, where are you?
Looking for your friend?
Yeah, where'd she go?
The bartender put her out. She was plastered.
She was not. She was perfectly all right.
Sure. That's why she was hugging that palm tree and saying, let's face it, you're gorgeous.
George, will you please sit down? You're making me dizzy stalking back and forth.
Well, don't look.
What?
Well, don't look, sir. Oh. I'm sorry, I can't help it. It's been 2 hours since they phoned.
Well, I'm not worried. Don't you see what they're doing? Trying to get even with us for that dishwashing trick.
Yeah, but I heard party sounds in the background.
Imagination. Now, when they do come home, we'll really throw a scare into them.
How?
We'll give them an equal right. The right to get out and earn a living for the family while we go to teas and have our hair done.
Oh, that's real dirty.
Yeah, they couldn't take us up on it. In the meantime, you don't see me worrying about that party they're supposed to be on.
Oh, gee, I wish I had your control.
It's really wisdom, boy.
It's ringing, Liz.
Hello?
Rudolph, how are you?
Yippee! Come on, everybody! Come on! You got to put the fire! Yeah!
Iris?
I just wanted to tell you we're still working, honey.
Listen, they're playing our song.
Come here, Red. You fracture me.
Where are you?
Working, honey. In the office.
You haven't got an office. Iris, you get back here this minute. You're not fooling me. I know where you... Come home.
Goodbye, dear. I'll be there as soon as I can.
Yippee! Ray! Good old Iris! Yay!
All right, girls, outside.
Wait a minute.
My husband is president of the bank.
Well, they're still here. I can smell their cigars.
Or is that you?
Don't mention that word.
Well, so here you are.
Yes, I'm so sorry that work took so long.
Well, this is a fine time to be getting home.
Well, you often get home this late. Equal rights, remember?
Oh, yes, we remember. In fact, we're all for it.
Well, we're tired of working, and you seem to enjoy it so much tonight that... we're going to let you go out and earn the living for us.
Now, see here, Rudolph, that's going too far. I refuse.
Wait a minute, Iris. You don't either. We accept.
Well, Liz, it isn't fair.
Oh, yes, it is. Remember, George and Mr. Atterbury have to stay home and do the housework and the cooking.
Yeah.
Oh, now, wait a minute. This whole thing has gone too far. I refuse.
Boy, hold it, hold it. We accept. Why, we can do the housework and cooking with one potholder tied behind us.
What makes you so sure?
Well, I'll do exactly what you do. I'll loll around in a housecoat with my hair up in curlers, munching bonbons, and about 5 o'clock I'll yell, "Hilda, put something on for dinner!"
Yeah, and I can do the same thing with Katie. It's a deal.
Starting tomorrow?
Why not?
Okay. Well, what's so funny?
Tomorrow's Thursday. It's Meg's day off.
Oh,
yes, Lucille. Do we travel tonight?
Do we travel tonight? Hold on tight, Robert. We're off for merry old England. A little roast beef music, Willie.
Well, here I am in England. Oh, pardon me. What town is this? Is it Nottingham-on-Thames?
No.
Is it Stratford-on-Avon?
What's that?
I said, is it Stratford-on-Avon?
No.
Well, what is it?
It's creeping up on commercial. You see, that's right near pudding on Jell-O.
Pudding on Jell-O?
Oh, that's very good. I wish I'd said that.
You just did.
Oh, pooh. I knew I'd heard it someplace.
Look, madam, I'd like to test your British sense of humor.
Oh, pip, pip, chitty-o, here we go. Knock it.
All right, now listen. I'm looking at a picture of someone in my family. It's not my father, it's not my mother, it's not my sister, and it's not my brother. Who is it?
Oh, that's very good.
Just a second. Who is it?
Well, how should I know, old bean? You didn't show me the picture.
Oh, what's the use? It's a picture of me.
Oh, I thought it might have something to do with Jell-O puddings. Let me try it on my friend here. Oh, Clement.
Yes, did you call me?
I'm looking at a picture of a relative, you see. It's not my father, it's not my mother, it's not my sister, nor my brother. Who is it?
It's you.
No, it isn't. It's him.
Yes, of course. How stupid of me. Stupid. Now, I have one for you. And what puddings are a trio of treats, nourishing, and a swell dessert for the kids?
Well got up. Give me a hint.
The answer is Jell-O puddings. Jell-O chocolate pudding, delicious with deep-down chocolatey goodness. Jell-O butterscotch pudding with that buttery brown sugar flavor. And Jell-O vanilla pudding, rich and smooth as cream.
These Americans know everything. Cut him dead.
Now, riddle me this. All you do is add milk, and Jell-O puddings take only about 5 minutes to cook to velvety rich perfection.
Splendid, splendid.
I don't think that's much of a riddle.
I know, you blasted colonial, but it keeps us working. Good night.
Be sure to listen to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband again next week, presented by...
J-E-L-L-O. the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tap. Bioka puddings, yes, sirree.
Bob Lamon speaking.
Transcribed over CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Monday for the concluding episode of our My Favorite Husband two-part mini-series called Women's Rights Part 2. And check in on Wednesday for the next installment of The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope. Until next time, in the words of Ferris Bueller, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.